Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa continues on his zigzag course ever westward as he delivers Christmas to the world. Joining us now from somewhere in the skies over the Philippines is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how are things there?
Hi, Frank. We've run into a little tropical rain here in the Philippines tonight, and it's making a soggy mess of things, at least for me and my sleigh.
Crash, I was going to ask you about that. We tend to focus on snow and big storms during these flights, but we almost never mention the rain and the wind. How does that affect Santa and the reindeer, Crash?
Well, it doesn't affect Santa at all, Frank. That suit of his is effective against all kinds of weather. I don't think he even notices the rain. But the reindeer, well, they're a different story, Frank. I don't think they like the rain very much.
Well, why not, Crash? I've seen reindeer in blizzards, and that never seems to affect them. So why would rain be different?
It's the wet, Frank. The rain just soaks into all that fur, and they become like big, wet, flying sponges. Comet, who tends to be something of a prankster, Frank, likes to shake it all off like a wet dog, and he loves getting all the other reindeer mad at him. And grumpy reindeer are not a lot of fun, Frank.
Another insightful report, Crash. We learned so much from you on these flights. Thank you for that report. From the rainy part of the Philippines at this hour, that's Elf Crash Murphy reporting from behind Santa's sleigh. And I'm Elf Frank Murr at the North Pole reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.